And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation and soon to be our northern neighbor, Tennessee. I'm talking about Alabama and Tennessee together. I'm talking about Right Side's also going to Chattanooga. That's coming up real soon. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be opening up the floodgates in Chattanooga here in the next couple of weeks, and we're pretty excited about it. In the meantime, just know this. If you are a 101.1 Right Side ruffian out of Birmingham, that will be changing. All right? We went through contract renegotiations with our station out of Birmingham, 101.1, Crawford Broadcasting, and decided at the end of it all that we were just best off saying thank you, but we've enjoyed being with you for 2.5 years, but we're going to move on. And so, we'll be coming off 101.1. It does not mean you can't get the show, though. It doesn't matter. I mean, our listening area is already still pretty much the same. But what I'm saying is this. If you're used to hearing us on 101.1, you can still get us on other channels. But you can also stream the show live anywhere in the big, wide world by going to the World Wide Web. And just go to rightsidemedia.org. You can go to Rumble. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Twitter, X, all of it. We're on there, and we're live streaming audio and video daily. That's how Charlene listens to the show, is on her phone. So anyway, just check it out. And if you do go to one of those platforms, here's my request. It would mean a lot to us. We are a growing business. Right Side Media is the company. Right Side Radio is one of our productions. It would mean a lot if you would hit subscribe or like or follow, whichever the case may be, on your various platforms, because that is the way we're allowed to do more on those platforms. Anyway, check it out. I mean, you guys really took us over the edge on YouTube. We're well over 1,000 subscribers now, and we'd love to keep getting more, so we would appreciate it very much.
And by the way, like I've said this before, it's not just the live stream on the YouTube. It's content from each show that's get pulled out into shorts, or I pull out his monologue from time to time, so yeah. You're not just getting that. You're also getting content, you know, if you somehow miss the show, they can go back and rewatch. So
yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man. Yeah, JP's doing an amazing job putting together the content and bringing it to other ways to look at it. All right, that being said, let me jump on over to something. It's not part of the Dippers, but it's super important. So, listen, our ruffian community in Athens had a rough time this weekend. Tornado, it appears now, they're categorizing, I believe, as an EF1, did touch down in roughly downtown Athens, you know, in the beautiful square area. Well, I reached out right away to our friend Alif Mathens, got an update from her yesterday, and I said, well, hey, how about you calling in on Monday and let's update the audience? So on the line right now, my friend Alif Mathens, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm actually parked outside the backside of my office, and there's still heavy equipment moving back and forth. I'm pleased to announce that my office did not get touched, but when that 150-year-old oak tree and the magnolia tree came down, the branches were literally just a few feet from the front of the office, which is actually on the square.
Yeah.
But we're in good shape despite everything.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I saw the damage, and you couldn't tell from the pictures I was seeing on, like, Facebook and online, But the downtown area, I mean, it really did smack things around a bit. And I know the Veterans Museum took some knocks, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Backing up to the downtown core, we have had storms, certainly, before, but they've always been straight line.
Yeah.
This was the first time, and understand, I'm quoting people who said this to me. This is the first time that anybody remembers that there's actually been a tornado in the downtown core. But as you said, it was an EF1 with winds of around 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
And, oh my, there are stories, as there always are with storms in Alabama, there are stories of miracles. One, I think this one is my favorite. There's a young lady that works at, there's a very nice billiard, very family-friendly billiard place that's right there on the east side of the square, and she had come out to go get in her car. She finished out her shift, and it was late, and she came out, and it started to just rain cats and bats like you're standing, you know, with your clothes on under a shower, and so she stepped back for a second under the awning. And that was when the tree came down and it landed on her car.
Wow.
If she had walked out as she had planned to get into her car, she probably wouldn't be with us. And
wow.
The picture of her, you know, rather than looking bummed, she she's got this big grin on her face. And I'm telling you, Colonel, the attitude of people that go to we can help, what can we do spirit that we thankfully always see after storms. I mean, it is in full swing here, sir.
Yeah, well, and I expect no less from a community like Athens. I mean, this is one of those kind of tight-knit communities that seems to always kind of have something going on, but in a good way, I mean. But so let me ask you this real quick. I know that you are the owner and publisher of Athens Now. You've been sort of checking on things, I'm sure, and running things to ground. What are you hearing from local leadership? Are they going to have to declare an emergency or ask for a declaration of emergency from the federal government? What are they going to do?
Yes, I can answer that question. I realized I didn't answer your first question with regard to the Veterans Museum.
Oh, yeah.
I came down here last night right around sunset, wanted to be, you know, out of the way, and I did park away a couple blocks from the museum and walked over to see it firsthand. That very cool helicopter, of course, is I don't think that it can be salvaged. It was a mess. But a lot of the fencing that goes along the south and the east portion of the new Veterans Park, I think will be able to be salvaged. What I found most interesting is that of the three tall flagpoles, there's one that has the Vietnam MIA flag on it. There's one that has the American flag, and there's one that has the Alabama flag on it. All three of the flagpoles are standing. From the Prior Street side, if you look at the American the American flagpole, it's leaning a little touch to the left. But as I told my husband Steve this morning on the phone, but like, honey, if you're inside the parking lot looking south, it's leaning a little bit to the right.
Yeah, there
but
you
the
go.
Point is, the American flagpole survived, and I think it'll be able to be straightened out and put back in place. I'm a member of BNI, Business Network International, and our Limestone Leaders group meets inside of the museum. We're not going to be able to be there for a couple of weeks, but I did ascertain that as far as the museum itself and all of the things that are on display and the exhibitions, the museum's in good shape. And
that's good.
That's really good because there are things in there that go back to the Revolutionary War and they could not be replaced.
No,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a mess. But as always, things have been happening that are in the positive. As far as the state of emergency is concerned, I did have a chance to interview Mayor Ronnie Marks this morning. He has a column just like you do, sir.
Thank you.
In each edition of Athens Now. And the way the protocol works, my understanding is that actually the governor has to declare a state of emergency.
Gotcha.
And so as of this morning, that had not happened yet because an assessor had not come out. And I don't know, you know, what the protocol is or the kinds of benchmarks that they have to have. But I do know that Mirvani was especially concerned about businesses. Yes. I mean, when I was in his office, Representative Danny Crawford called Congressman Dale Strong. It had actually been boots on yesterday. Senator Katie Britt had called and reached out, and their first thought, understandably, is the Vets Museum because it is such a treasure. And Mayor Ronnie said, and, you know, we also need to remember that there are businesses here where people, you know, that go back generations, people have built their businesses on, and some of them very well may not recover. So that is certainly a concern on his heart. A couple other things. Well, CEI Bookstore is a Christian bookstore. I have a rack there. And when I came down last night, I saw that my Athens Now rack was kind of splattered across the front door, which did not break out as far as the winds were concerned. But it's a mess in there. And, you know, it wouldn't have been the end of life as we know it if my Athens Now interior rack got scooped up, you know, in the cleanup. But what ended up happening was I came down again this morning, and lo and behold, Lance Taylor, who is the owner of CEI, happened to show up, and he leaned through the yellow disaster tape, and he unlocked the front of the store and leaned down and picked up my Athens Now rack. And so it was not a casualty, and I'm very thankful.
Well, good. Well, listen, we're about to go now, but I'm glad you're well. And my understanding is there are no known injuries, just lots of property damage and downed trees and sort of a mess. But it's going to be recoverable, right?
Yes, sir. And most of the power outages have been restored. One last thing. The tree, of course, that fell, there's going to be a grassroots, totally from the private sector, fund to get a large tree to replace it. So it's not going to be like a little Bradford pear sapling kind of thing. They want to find a tree that can actually be transplanted and has a huge root ball, kind of like what they did for Judge Horton's house when they moved it down to Decatur. They also moved the tree that was near the house.
Wow.
So it can be done, and that's in the works.
Well, good deal. Allie, thanks so much for updating us. And like I said, I'm glad you're well. I'm glad your office is well, and the folks of Athens, we love y'all. And anyway,
thank you, sir.
Glad to have you on call so I can check.
Okay, thank you much.
All right, see ya. Well, there you have it.
Bye-bye.
Listen, there you have it. I mean, it's really something. I mean, it's not often, it feels like it, not often anyway, that you see like the old downtown square of town get hit by a tornado anywhere, but there it is. And that massive, no telling how old that oak tree was on the courthouse commons right there is downed. And anyway, we're thankful that that things were not worse than what they were. All right, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a clean break right here. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'm going to jump into a few more text messages because y'all are apparently you got some backlog of texting built up. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.